Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
We got some stuff coming up UFC this weekend as we finally got our match with Kamaru and Masvidal taking the match in short notice. And first of all, let's talk a little bit. You remember that when Masvidal won the BMF title, right? The bad mother, you know, title. So Dana White was asked about that in this fight, right? Will the BMF title, will it be on the line? Go ahead, Bill.
It is not. It's okay. Not on the line. Usman wants it to be on the line so bad, he will not stop texting me saying, I don't understand why this belt isn't on the line. This guy's running around saying he's the BMF champ. He's like, I want to squash it all. He's not going to win my title, and I'm going to take his BMF belt. Believe me, Usman has not stopped terrorizing me about this.
All right. And listen, it cost him, I think, $50,000 to make that belt, if I'm correct. And that belt is not on the line, which, you know, that's the belt that Halle Berry was talking about when she was, that whole promo that they ran where you can actually have dinner with Halle Berry, watch the fight with Halle Berry. Because Halle has, for those of you that don't know, she's an enormous UFC fan. Okay. She goes to the fights a lot, all that stuff, which, you know, makes me really want to cover UFC and go to those fights. When it's all said and done and COVID's done, I don't know. I just would like to go hang out in those fights and hang out with Halle a little bit and just say hi, Halle. How you doing?
That's all. She actually dropped an F-bomb during that,
yes.
End, right?
Yes, yes.
Didn't they have a contest to go to dinner with her?
Yes.
How many times did you enter?
I entered at least 46 times.
Tried. Any response?
None. Lost, unfortunately. So for those of you, this is going to go on Fight Island in Abu Dhabi, right? And the question is this thing all hype? Is it just to get through COVID? What is the plan for Fight Island? Here's Dana White.
I've been doing media all day today. There seems to be this thought with the media and the fans, I guess, that we're going to do four fights on Fight Island and that's it. Fight Island is here to stay. I mean, I can see us, you know, not only finishing the year on Fight Island, but going into next year with Fight Island, the way that this thing is going. When I go over there on this trip, I'm looking at houses over there. I'm either going to buy a house or a condo or something over there. We're gonna be there for a while.
So obviously they got a great setup over there, and it looks like it's made for what they want to do. So it makes a lot of – and listen, if they're going to roll out the red carpet – and give you all kinds of tax breaks and everything else that goes with it. And listen, when he says he's going to look for a house or a condo there, do you not think there's a hookup somewhere there that's going to help him get that at a discounted rate? Yeah. And it's going to be a pretty cool pad too, whatever it is. Because, I mean, it's Dana White. What else is he going to do? You know what I mean? And if he is going to get a home there or a hangout place there, then you can tell how serious they are about it. It does. Listen, Dana White is a maniac. The fact that he's been able to kind of get through all of this, it shows his determination. There's no doubt that's why he is where he's at. But you got to give him credit. He has found a way to pretty much make it work. And UFC fans are so loyal that even some of these cards that lose some of their top guys and top matches, they're still surviving and they're still able to get other fighters. And yet it's still being accepted also by the general UFC fan. I mean, Dana White's pretty blessed in that sense. When the connection they've been able to build with fans all over the world, it's crazy, man. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And they're one of the sports, listen, selfishly, we have to thank them for being a maniac, right? Because it's entertainment for us.